4. The Worlds of the Infinite Spirit. Between the inner circuit of Avona and the shining spheres of the eternal sun, there circle the 7 orbs of the Infinite Spirit, worlds inhabited by the offspring of the Infinite Spirit, by the trinitized sons of glorified created personalities, and by other types of unrevealed beings concerned with the effective administration of the many enterprises of the various realms of universe activities. The 7 Master Spirits are the supreme and ultimate representatives of the Infinite Spirit. They maintain their personal stations, their power focuses, on the periphery of Paradise. But all operations concerned with their management and direction of the grand universe are conducted on and from these 7 special executive spheres of the Infinite Spirit. The 7 Master Spirits are, in reality, the mind-spirit balance wheel of the universe of universes, an all-embracing, all-encompassing, and all-coordinating power of central location. From these 7 special spheres, the Master Spirits operate to equalize and stabilize the cosmic mind circuits of the grand universe. They also have to do with the differential spiritual attitude and presence of the deities throughout the grand universe. Physical reactions are uniform, unvarying, and always instantaneous and automatic. But experiential spiritual presence is in accordance with the underlying conditions or states of spiritual receptivity inherent in the individual minds of the realms. Physical authority, presence, and function are unvarying in all the universes, small or great. The differing factor in spiritual presence or reaction is the fluctuating differential in its recognition and reception by will creatures. Whereas the spiritual presence of absolute and existential deity is in no manner whatever influenced by attitudes of loyalty or disloyalty on the part of created beings, at the same time it is true that the functioning presence of sub-absolute and experiential deity is definitely and directly influenced by the decisions, choices, and will attitudes of such finite creature beings, by the loyalty and devotion of the individual being, planet, system, constellation, or universe. But this spiritual presence of divinity is not whimsical nor arbitrary. Its experiential variance is inherent in the free will endowment of personal creatures. The determiner of the differential of spiritual presence exists in your own hearts and minds, and consists in the manner of your own choosing, in the decisions of your minds, and in the determination of your own wills. This differential is inherent in the free will reactions of intelligent personal beings, beings whom the Universal Father has ordained shall exercise this liberty of choosing. And the deities are ever true to the ebb and flow of their spirits in meeting and satisfying the conditions and demands of this differential of creature choice, now bestowing more of their presence in response to a sincere desire for the same, and again withdrawing themselves from the scene as their creatures decide adversely in the exercise of their divinely bestowed freedom of choice. And thus does the spirit of divinity become humbly obedient to the choosing of the creatures of the realms. The executive abodes of the 7 Master Spirits are, in reality, the paradise headquarters of the 7 super-universes and their correlated segments in outer space. Each Master Spirit presides over 1 super-universe, and each of these 7 worlds is exclusively assigned to 1 of the Master Spirits. There is literally no phase of the sub-paradise administration of the 7 super-universes which is not provided for on these executive worlds. They are not so exclusive as the spheres of the Father or those of the Son, and though residential status is limited to native beings and those who work thereon, these 7 administrative planets are always open to all beings who desire to visit them, and who can command the necessary means of transit. To me, these executive worlds are the most interesting and intriguing spots outside of Paradise. In no other place in the wide universe can one observe such varied activities involving so many different orders of living beings, having to do with operations on so many diverse levels, occupations at once material, intellectual, and spiritual. When I am accorded a period of release from assignment, if I chance to be on Paradise or in Havona, I usually proceed to one of these busy worlds of the seven master spirits, there to inspire my mind with such spectacles of enterprise, devotion, loyalty, wisdom, and effectiveness. Nowhere else can I observe such an amazing interassociation of personality performances on all seven levels of universe reality, and I am always stimulated by the activities of those who well know how to do their work and who so thoroughly enjoy doing it. Presented by a Perfector of Wisdom, commissioned thus to function by the Ancients of Days on Uversa.